Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Slavin broadcasting to you tonight from the Brashear Arena in Brashear, Missouri, for tonight's consolation and third round and third place girls games in the Brashear tournament. First up, we've got the consolation girls game between Palmyra Panthers and Macon County Raiders. Starting for Palmyra, we've got Lindsay Baring, Macy Bross, Hannah Ailtz, Dominique Magruder, and Madam Pice. I don't know what her first name is. For Macon County, we've got Alicia Peterson, Amber Kitchen, Samantha Hoganson, Autumn Fisher, and Katie Pruitt. Just about ready to get underway. We've got Ailtz jumping for Palmyra and Fisher for Macon County. And Palmyra will control the tip-off. Pice has it for Palmyra. Has it up the top of the key. Sends it over the right side to Bross. Into the paint to Magruder. She sends it over the left side to Bross. I'm sorry, that would be Pice. And her shot's no good. Goes out of bounds, and it'll come to Macon County. Fisher tries to inbound it. And Peterson can't hold on to it, goes out of bounds, and so it'll come right back to Macon County. Bross is going to inbound it for Palmyra, sends it in to Ailtz, to Pice, around the horn, to Bross. Bross's shot is a little bit too strong. And Hoganson comes up with it for Macon County. Fisher brings it across the timeline, hands it off to Peterson. Cross court over to Hoganson. Hoganson drives it in the lane, sends it over to Kitchen. Her shot's no good, but she's fouled by Bross in the process, so she'll go to the line. 7:23 left in the first. Kitchen will have her opportunity to get the first points on the board. Kitchen's shot is up and good. Takes her time getting all set up, but it goes right in. Second shot is on its way, and it goes in as well. So, Macon County's on the board first, 2-0. Bross brings the ball across for Macon County, sends it over the left-hand side to Baring. Her shot for three is way off the mark, but Hoganson with the rebound hands it off to Fisher, and we're going the other way. Fisher brings it across the timeline, and she's going to be fouled by Pice. Pice was playing her pretty close on the defense right up there center court. And the ref, Mr. Shipman, would have none of it. Foul's going to be on Pice. That will be her first. They get it in to Kitchen. Kitchen sends it out to Peterson. Her shot's no good. And kind of a scrum on the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball. It's going to go back to Palmyra on the jump ball. Bross brings it up across the timeline, sends it around to Baring, the left side. She sends it to Bross in the left corner. She sends it in to Magruder, the left block. Shot is up and good. Magruder's a pretty good little post player there. Able to get it in. Kitchen has it for the Macon County. We're going the other way. She brings it across the timeline, sends it over to Peterson. Peterson drives along the right side of the lane, but then loses the handle on it. And I think it may have been last touched by Baring, but we'll see here in a moment. Yep, Macon County is going to keep the ball. Peterson's going to inbound it. And it's knocked right back out of bounds by Baring. So Peterson will get a second chance. Macon County in a stack. And they get it to Fisher. Fisher on the right blocks. Her shot's no good. And Magruder comes up with the rebound, hands it off to Bross, and Bross comes up in a hurry across the timeline, sends it over to the left side to Baring. Back out to Pice up top. Back to Baring, the left wing, and her shot for three is no good. And Bross with the rebound. Bross brings it back out, resets things. Sends it to Pice in the paint. But she loses the handle on it, and Kitchen comes up with it and hands it off to Fisher, and we're going back the other way. 5:50 left. We're knotted up at 2. Fisher sends it in to Pruitt. Pruitt can't handle it. Bruss with the steal, and we're going back the other way. Bruss sends it over to the right wing to Behring. Behring cross court to Bruss in the paint to Magruder. Shot up off the glass. This time is no good. And Hogensen with the rebound. Hands it off to Fisher, and we're going the other way. Fisher brings it across the timeline to Hogensen in the paint to Kitchen. Her shot is up and no good. And Behring with the rebound. Behring passes it to Bruss, sends it over to the right side to Pice. Pice over to Magruder. Back out to Bruss. Cross court to Pice. Pice dribbles it into the lane. About a 10-foot jump shot's no good. Hogensen with the rebound. Hogensen to Fisher. Fisher brings it across the timeline over on the far side. Squares up at the elbow. Comes up short. Pice with the rebound. Bruss brings it back across the timeline. Sends it over the left side to Behring. Behring into Magruder. The left blocks. And they're going to call a charge on Magruder. That's her first. Fisher will inbound it for Macon County. Sends it into Hogensen. Hogensen brings it across the timeline into the lane, and her shot is no good. Kitchen had her hand on it, but I don't know if the foul is going to be on her or Behring. No, I'm sorry. It's going to be on Hales. That's the fourth team foul down on Palmyra. Peterson gets it in. The shot's no good. Peterson gets her own rebounds. Fisher squares up. Her shot's no good. Behring comes up with it. We're going the other way. She gets it to Pice. Pice with an easy layup. .414. Got timeout on the field. Not sure if that's right. The scoreboard, that is. They're showing 4-2 Macon County with 4:14 left. Must have called a dribble, a double dribble or something. Anyway, Macon County has the ball, so that basket didn't count. Fisher gets it into Hogensen. Hogensen brings it across the timeline on the far side, gets it into Kitchen. Kitchen the right block. Shot's no good, but there's going to be a foul, and it's going to be on Magruder. Second foul on Magruder. She probably is going to be taking a seat here for a while. Kitchen squares up. Her shot is no good. A little too strong. Magruder comes out. Kitchen gets all aimed up there. Her second shot is wide right. Palmyra with the rebound. Smizer checked in the game. Sends it to Behring on the right side. Cross court over to Smizer, and she's going to shoot for three on the left side. Her shot's in and out, and Kitchen has the rebound. Kitchen to Fisher. Fisher to Hogensen. Back to Fisher. Over to Kitchen on the right blocks. Her shot up off the glass is good. 6-2 now, Macon County with the advantage, with 3:37 left in the first. Bruss sends it over to the left side. Shot this time is good. Shot is by Smizer. They're only going to give her two for it, though. Must have been just inside the arc. Hogensen has the ball for Macon County. Brings it across the timeline. And can't get rid of it. And Hudson for Palmyra ends up with the ball. To Smizer, cross court to Bruss, in the paint to Hudson, back it up top around the horn to Smizer. Her shot this time is no good. Hogensen with the rebound. Sorry, that's Fisher. Fisher gets it up to Kitchen, but it's a little too strong, goes out of bounds. I'm not sure if Kitchen touched it last. Yeah, they're saying she did. Bross has it. Sends it around the horn to Behring. Behring sends it back out up top around the horn to the left side, to Bross. To Behring up top. To Smizer on the right side. Smizer back to the right corner to Behring. Behring at the Bross up top in the lane to Hudson. And she's shot. She's fouled while she's shooting. And so she'll go to the line to shoot a couple. Foul is going to be on Katie Pruitt. Ah, we've got the scoreboard corrected now. We've got 6 points for Palmyra, 4 points for Macon County. They must put those points on for Macon County rather than Palmyra. Anyway, it's 6-4. Palmyra with the lead, 2:32 left in the first. Hudson's first shot, no good. Second shot is short. Samantha Hogenson jumps out in the lane and snags the rebound, hands it off to Fisher, and Fisher brings it the other way. And they're going to say that she's fouled, I believe, either by Behring or Smizer. They were both there. It's on Smizer. And that's going to be six. So we're going to be shooting one-on-one from now on. Macon County gets it into Kitchen. To Fisher, back to Kitchen. Her shot is no good. Palmyra with the rebound. Hudson snagged it. Hands it off to Bross. Sends it over to Smizer, the left corner. Her shot's no good. And Pruitt had her hand on it. And it looks like Kitchen may have lost her contact. Looks like Hogenson found her contact on the floor. She made the comment, "You always find it." So we got an official timeout here for a second. Palmyra leads at 6-4 with 2 minutes and 7 seconds left in the first. Going to be Macon County's ball. They get it into Fisher. Fisher's going to walk it up to the timeline. Dribbles over the right side. Tries to get it in. It's partially blocked. And Palmyra comes up with it, and Behring is off to the races. Her shot's no good, and we're going to have a scrum on the floor. I think they may have called a travel. Katie Pruitt's a little lame getting up, but I think she's all right. Fisher brings the ball back the other way, walks it up the timeline, guarded by Behring. Sends it over to Hogenson on the right side. In the Pruitt, passes too strong right in the hands of Hudson. And Hudson sends it to Smizer, and Smizer steps on the line on the far side. So it'll come right back to Macon County. Peterson is going to inbound it to Kitchen. Kitchen shot is no good. Smizer with the rebound, and she's going the other way in a hurry. Her shot's no good. The Palmyra with the rebound sends it back to Bross, and she resets the offense. Over to Smizer on the right wing. Cross court all the way over to Bross. Over on the left wing. 1:11 left in the first quarter. To Behring. Around the horn to Smizer. Back to Bross. Over to Behring. Cross court to Bross. Back to Behring up top, over around to the left side. Shot's no good, and Hogenson comes up with it. Magruder has checked out of the game for Palmyra, and they don't really seem to attempt much inside once she's out. Peterson over to Hogenson. Shot no good. Fisher had it for a moment, and then it went out of bounds. And they must have said that Macon County touched it last. Fisher's a little bit gamey, too. Smith dinged her ankle a little bit. She's shaking around a little bit. Bross sends it over to the left side to Smizer. Smizer brings it back. Cross court all the way over to Pice. Back out to Bras. Over to Bering, left side. Cross court again. Back out to Bras. Bras sends it over to Bering on the right side. Smizer on the left side shoots, and she's going to be fouled by Kitchen. She has had a tendency in the last few games of getting in foul trouble, but this is just her first. Lindsay Smizer to the line for Palmyra. First shot is up and good. Palmyra now extends their lead 7-4. 15 seconds left in the first quarter. Second shot, right on the money. As Coach Dungy says about his kicker, money, money. Fisher will bring it up. Sends it, comes across the timeline on the far side. Nice looking screen set by Hogeson. Fisher is going to take it all the way in. Fortunately, she didn't finish it off. Shot's no good. 2.5 seconds left in the first. They're going to call a foul, though, on Katie Pruitt. Bross has it. 2-1. Time expires, and she gets a shot away, and it hits the iron. But no good. So at the end of first, Palmyra leads it 8-4. Here we go into the second period of play. Bering inbounds it to Bross. Bering over to Smizer on the left side. Back out to Bering. Sends it over the left side to Bross. Bross takes it along the baseline all the way over to the other side. Hands it off to Smizer. Back out to Bering. Over to Bross on the left side. Back out to Smizer. They just keep kind of working it around. Back over to Bross on the left wing. Back up top to Bering. Over to Smizer on the right side. Cross court. To Bering. They're going to call a foul on the inside on Ailts. And that should be 1-1. That's a second foul on Hannah Ailts. Hope I'm pronouncing her name right. A-E-I-L-T-S. Not sure about it. Kitchen was the one that was drew the foul, so she'll go to the line. First shot is up and rattled around, but went in. Dream, all right, and this one's no good. And Hudson with the rebound. Hands it off to Bross. Bross brings it across the timeline. 7:20 in the half. 8-5. Palmyra with the advantage. Bering out to Smizer. Around the horn over to Bross. Out to Bering up top. Over the right to Bross. Bross dribbles it in the baseline. Sends it all the way over the left-hand side to Bering. And to Smizer up top, over Bross on the right wing. Cross court, over to Smizer. Cross court back to Bering. She squares up and shoots just inside the arc. Looks good. 10-5 now, Palmyra. 6:44 left in the half. Fisher will bring the ball back the other way. Sends it to the left side to Hogeson. Her shot just inside the arc. In and out. Bross with the rebound. She's heading the other way in a hurry, but then she put the brakes on. comes across the timeline, sends it over to Smizer on the left side, back out to Baring up top, over to Bross on the right side. Back to Smizer. Over to Baring. Cross court to not sure who. Bross had taken off to come up to the top. Ball went right out of bounds. So with the turnover, it'll come back to Macon County. I don't know. They're saying something. I must have touched it. Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, well. Bross has it up top. Sends it over the left side to Baring. Baring at the Smizer. Smizer up top. Back to Baring. Cross court over to Smizer, except it's intercepted by Hoganson. So Fisher's going to take it back the other way. She sends it over to Peterson. To Pruitt. Her shot's no good. Palmyra with the rebound. Bross is going to bring it back the other way. Bross. Over to Baring on the right side. To Bross up top, around to Smizer on the left side. Shot's no good, right into the hands of Kitchen. Kitchen hands it off to Fisher, and we're going the other way. Palmyra just runs the roll around the outside perimeter most of the time. Hoganson has it, gets it into Kitchen. Her shot is good. 10-7, Palmyra, 5:13.5. Bross takes it up top. Over to Baring, right wing. Cross court, but Kitchen comes up with the steal. Those cross courts just only work so long. Fisher sends it to Hoganson, into Kitchen, but pass is too strong, right into the hands of Palmyra. Bross sends it all the way up. Again, this pass is too high. The Smizer goes out of bounds. So it'll come right back to Macon County. Timeout on the field. 4:47 left in the half. Palmyra leads it 10-7. It'll be Macon County's ball after the timeout. Fisher's going to inbound it to Alicia Peterson and going to right back to Fisher. Fisher over to Peterson on the left wing. She nearly loses a handle on it. Back to Fisher. Gets it into Kitchen, but it ends up on the floor. But Peterson gets it right back for Macon County. Back out to Fisher. Fisher squares up for three. Her shot is good. How about that? Now we're all tied up again. Ten apiece. Bross brings it across the timeline. Sends it over to Pice. Pice back in the game. She does a cross court to Bross. And it ends up going out of bounds. She had to jump up to get it, but she didn't control it. She knocked it back in, but it was right off the foot. Somebody from Macon County, so it comes back to Palmyra. Bross has it up top, dribbles around to the right side. Back out to Pice up top, around the horn to Smizer on the left side. Smizer cross court to Pice. She's going to square up just inside the arc. Shot's no good. And it goes out of bounds. I think it's going to be off of Fisher. Now we got Dominic Magruder checking back in. So we should be should have some post action again by Palmyra. Bross inbounds it to Smizer. Smizer cross court to Bross into Eltz. And they're going to call a foul on Fisher. She tried to get her hand right on the ball, but she got some hand too. First foul on Fisher. Belt to the line for Palmyra. Her first shot is up and no good. Second shot is up and it's no good as well. Right into the hands of Peterson. Peterson brings it across the timeline for Macon County back to Fisher. Fisher's going to square up the three again. This time it's no good. Palmyra with the rebound. Smizer's going to bring it across. And I think she's going to be fouled by Peterson. That's also the first on Peterson. Five fouls now on Macon County, seven on Palmyra. Inbounds is to Bross, who has it up top. Sends it over to Pice on the right side. Magruder coming in. She gets it. Her shot's no good, and Hogenson comes up with the rebound. 3:15 left in the half. Fisher trots up to the half-court line. Sends it to Hogenson all the way in the corner, and her pass is too strong. Goes out of bounds, and that'll be Palmyra's ball with 3 minutes left in the half. Bross to Pice, back to Bross. Bross brings it up across the timeline, sends it over to Pice on the right wing. To Smizer up top, over to Bross on the left side. To Ailts, right into the hands of Kitchen. I think the ball was partially tipped, but Macon County ends up with it again. Macon County brings it across the timeline to Pruitt. Pruitt's shot's no good. And Bross with the rebound sends it over to Smizer. Smizer squares up just inside the arc. Her shot's no good. But Palmyra with the rebound. They send him back to Bross up top to reset the offense. To Pice into Magruder. Her shot's no good. But Palmyra with the rebound ends up in the hands of Bross, and she knows what to do with it. She puts it in for the easy shot off the glass. 12-10. 2:10 left in the half. Fisher brings it across the timeline. Sends it to the left corner. Shot is up and no good. Smizer comes up with it, and she's going to head back the other way in a hurry. Over to Bross on the right side. Her shot up off the glass is good. Fisher to Peterson. Back to Fisher. Fisher brings it across the timeline. And Macon County takes a timeout, let the girls kind of regroup there with no substitutes. They need to kind of regroup a bit. Take a breather every now and then. 1:47 left in the half. Palmyra leads it 14-10. Going to be Macon County's ball. Peterson inbounds it to Fisher. Back to the left corner, into the lane to Kitchen, but it overthrows her, and Macon County comes up with it. And has been their standard. Smizer takes it down in a hurry, and Pruitt gets her hand on it, and they're going to call a jump ball. And it's going to favor Macon County, so Fisher brings it back the other way, sends it over to Peterson on the right wing to try to get to the corner. And Bross has the steal. She's about to fall out of bounds, but she's able to send it into Hogenson's leg. So it goes out of bounds off of Macon County, and it'll come back to Palmyra. Smizer's shot for three on the left wing is good. Macon County, or Palmyra, extends their lead now, 17-10. Fisher brings it up to the timeline, sends it over to Peterson, back out to Fisher. Fisher is going to shoot for three. It's kind of a flat-looking shot. No good. Pice takes it all the way. Her shot up of the glass is too strong. Kitchen comes up with the rebound. Hands it off to Fisher, and we're going back the other way. 50 seconds left. Fisher dribbles around the right side, gets it into Kitchen, the right blocks. Her shot is up and no good. Ailts with the rebound. Hands it off to Smizer. Smizer brings it up across the timeline. 37 seconds to Pice on the right wing. Pice out to Bross up top. Around the horn to Smizer. And she's going to shoot for three again. This time she's a little short. Hogenson comes up with the rebound. Hands it off to Fisher. 26 seconds left. Fisher walks it up to the timeline. Probably going to hold for the last shot. 20 seconds left. She dribbles around the horn to the right side. Back up to Peterson. Peterson dribbles into the lane. back out to Fisher, and she's going to shoot the three. And the shot's good. And they're going to say she was fouled. Foul is going to be on Pice. That's her second foul. And Fisher will have an opportunity for that rarest of four-point plays with 11 seconds left in the half. Shot bounces off the front iron but goes in. 14-7 now. Bross coming the other way in a hurry. 7 seconds left. Squares up. Her shot is real high but right in the hands of Kitchen. 2 seconds left. Fisher has it. Squares up. And she just doesn't have enough mustard to get it all the way down there. So, at the end of the half, Palmyra leads it 17-14. Fisher able to close the gap substantially with the four-point play. Three-point shot with the foul and able to convert on the free throw. So, clock's been set for 10 minutes and we'll be back for a few. All right, we're ready to go in the second half of tonight's Macon County Palmyra game. It's going to be Palmyra's ball, 17-14 Palmyra with the advantage. Bross has it for Palmyra, brings it across the timeline, sends it over to the left wing to Baring, to Pice up top, over to Bross, back out to Pice, back to Baring. Baring brings it out and hands it off to Bross. Tries to send to the left corner, and Kitchen comes up with the steal. So Fisher's going to bring it the other way. Fisher sends it to Hoganson. Hoganson in to Kitchen at the right blocks. Her shot is up and good. So Macon County within one, behind by one, 16-17. Bross has it up top, sends it around to the right side to Pice. Back out to Baring, to Bross on the left side. To Pice up top. To Baring, back out to Bross. To Iltz, over to Pice on the left side. Her shot's no good, right into the hands of Fisher. Fisher walks it up across the timeline. Sends it over to Peterson at the left wing. Down to the corner to Hoganson. Hoganson wants to take it in. But goes off, but she loses the handle on it, and it's going to go out of bounds and come right back to Palmyra. Bross will inbound it to Pice. Bross walks it up to the timeline, 6:36 left in the third. Bross dribbles around the right side, and she loses the handle on it, and while she tries to get it back, with a little too many steps there, or not enough steps, more accurate. So it'll be Macon County's ball. Peterson has it on the left side to Kitchen. Kitchen shot is up and good. How about that? Macon County's back up on top. Macon County kind of slow and deliberate about what they're doing, but you know the old saying, the turtle sometimes wins the race. Pice has it up top, sends it over to Magruder, and her shot is up and good from the left block. She's pretty dangerous there in close. 19-18, Palmyra now. Fisher brings it across the timeline. Sends it to Pruitt. Her shot's no good. Baring with the rebound. Baring brings it up across the timeline. Over on the far side. Sends it out. Bross up top. She squares up for three. Real high shot. Completely misses everything. And they're going to call a jump ball. And the arrow will favor Macon County, so Fisher inbounds it to Peterson, back to Fisher, and Fisher will bring it back up the other way. Sends it to Pruitt, to Peterson. Peterson will try to drive the baseline. She's down awful low, and Bross just ends up picking up the ball. She's going the other way in a hurry, dribbles it into the right elbow, and her shot is no good, but she's fouled in the... Well, now, actually, it is good. fouls in the process, so she'll go to the line. Foul is going to be on Peterson. That's her first. Smizer checking in for Pice. Bryce with the opportunity for the old-fashioned three-point shot. Up and no good. Fisher with the rebound for Macon County. Brings it up the timeline. Sends it over to Peterson on the right wing. Down to Hogenson. Hogenson drives the baseline. Sends it all the way out. Right in the hands of Baring. She can't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds. And they're calling it off of Kitchen, I believe. Kitchen somehow hurt her elbow in the process, but she's still going. Smizer will inbound it to Bross. Ross brings it up across the timeline. Dribbles over the right side. Back out to Smizer up top, around the horn to the left side. To Baring, cross court to Smizer. Her shot is good for three over on the right side. 24-18 now, Palmyra. Fisher brings it up to the timeline. Guarded by Baring. Dribbles over to the left-hand side. Changes direction. Passes it over to Peterson, but the pass is way too high. So with a turnover, it'll come back to Palmyra. 4:28 left in the third. Bross into Smizer. Back to Bross. Bross walks it up to the timeline. Brings it across. Sends it over to Smizer on the right wing. Cross court back over to the left side. Not sure who had it, but the shot's no good. And Fisher comes up with the rebound. Baring had a chance at the steal, but it goes out of bounds, so it'll come back to Macon County. Fisher over to Peterson on the left wing. Not sure what she was trying to do there, but it ends up in Palmyra's hands, and Baring's going all the way and gets the easy layup. 26-18 now, 3:47 left in the third. Fisher brings it back, walks across center court, and coach is going to take a timeout. I think the coach is taking the timeout to give his players a little breather. So with 3:39 left in the third, Palmyra leads it 26-18. It's going to be Macon County's ball after the timeout. They'll inbound it on the far side. Peterson will to Fisher. Fisher walks up to the timeline guarded by Baring. Fisher changes directions. Got a little more oomph in her step this time. Hands it off to Peterson. Peterson squares up at just inside the arc. Shot's no good. Kitchen with the rebound sends it out to Peterson. Round the horn over to Peterson. But they're going to call Kitchen with a foul. Smizer had her hands on it for a moment. Kitchen ran into her hard. That's the second on her. They get the ball into Bross. Bross dribbles it into the lane, and she walks with it. Not happy with herself. Peterson inbounds it to Fisher. Fisher's going to walk it up to the timeline. Changes direction. Heads to the left side. Changes directions again. Sends it back to Katie Pruitt. Pruitt's shot's no good. And Kitchen had it in her hand, but she's kind of undercut. She ended up on the floor for a second, but they didn't call any foul. So Palmyra's Bross brings it down. Cross court now over to Smizer. Her shot for three is good. Fisher takes it the other way. Sends it into Kitchen. Kitchen at the blocks. Back to Hogenson. Her shot is up and good. Hogenson about a 17-foot jump shot. And Palmyra has trouble with the inbound, and it's going to come right back to Macon County. 29-20, Palmyra now with the advantage. They get it into Fisher, and Fisher has an open shot. Puts it in, 29-22. Bross brings it back in a hurry. Pruitt with her step for step, and they're going to call Pruitt with a foul. That's her third. Bross inbounds it to Smizer. Smizer sends it over to the left side to Barron. Back out to Bross up top in the lane to Eltz. Over around to Smizer. Back out to Bross. Over to the left side. Shot is up and no good. And Hogenson with the rebound for Macon County. Hogenson brings it up the timeline. Changes directions. Tries to go over the left side. And Barron comes up with a steal. She should be able to have an easy shot. She does. She makes the layup. Palmyra leads it by 9, 31-22. Fisher bringing it back up, comes across center court over the left side to Pruitt, back to the corner to Peterson, shot no good. Smizer has it for Palmyra, sends it to Bross on the left corner, or right corner, squares up for, well, they're going to say it was two just inside the arc, and she buries it. Fisher over to Peterson on the left wing. Back out to Fisher. Fisher's going to take it around the right side. Tries to get it to Kitchen, but right into the hands of Smizer. Smizer dribbles along the left side of the lane. Her shot is no good. Right into the hands of Peterson. Peterson to Fisher, and Fisher's bringing it up across the other way. And it's partially tipped by Behrings. Tries to regather it, and they're going to call a double dribble on her. So it will be Palmyra's ball with 58 seconds left in the third period. Get it in to Eltz. She hands it off to Smizer. Send it to the left corner. Into Magruder at the left block. Shot no good. Fisher with the rebound. 47 seconds left. She brings it across the timeline. Picks up the dribble. Tries to get it in the Kitchen, but Bross ends up with it. We're off to the races. Wow. Fisher tipped it out of her hands just as she was getting ready to shoot, and she takes it back the other way. And there's a kind of a scrum on the floor. Palmyra ends up with it. Smizer takes it all the way down, and this time her layup is good. 22 seconds left. 35-22 Palmyra. Fisher brings it up to center court. Takes it over to the far side. Bounce pass over to Peterson, left wing. Tries to take it in the lane. And can't handle it. The dribble, and Magruder ends up with a steal. And then Peterson with the steal right back, and she can't convert. Can't make the easy layup. Time expires, and the end of three, Palmyra leads it 35-22. Here's the fourth quarter. They get it in to Pice. Pice for Palmyra brings it right into the lane and loses the handle on it, but she gets it right back, but she's on her knees. And I think the coach, while she's on her knees, calls a timeout. So a timeout on the floor. Palmyra leads it 35-22, 7:51 left in the game. All right, it's going to be Palmyra's ball. I send it all the way out to Smizer up top. Smizer sends it over to Pice on the left side. Pice gets it into the left blocks, and the shot's no good, and Hogenson comes up with a steal, and she's going the other way. Hogenson dribbles into the lane, sends it over to Pruitt. And they're going to call a foul on Pice. Inbounds pass to Kitchen. Kitchen shot is no good. Pice with the rebound. I think they're going to call a foul on Fisher. Iltz gets it in to Baring. Baring brings it down in a hurry. Streaks along the side, and she's going to take it all the way in. Unfortunately, she's not able to convert it. Smizer had it, and I think they're going to call something. We'll see what the ref says. Whatever it was, there's no foul, but it's going to be Macon County's ball. Macon County, Fisher. And it's over to Peterson, and she walks with it. So with the turnover, it'll come right back to Palmyra. Palmyra gets it into Pice. Pice dribbles it off her foot. Never, never a good thing. Macon County will get it in to Hogenson. Hogenson in the Kitchen at the right blocks and has the ball knocked out of her hands, so it'll stay with Macon County. They get it in the Kitchen. Her shot up on the glass is good, and she's fouled, and so she'll go to the line. Palmyra with the advantage now. Kitchen shot. Getting all aimed up there. And it's up. And no good. Iltz comes up with it. Goes all the way up to Smizer on the left side. Left-handed layup. Does it just like you thought. And it goes right in. 37-24 now. Fisher will bring it up across the timeline. Get it over to Peterson. Her shot's no good. Lucky they didn't call a foul on Kitchen. Palmyra comes up with it. Ross is going to bring it the other way. Ross gets it across the timeline, changes direction, guarded by Pruitt. Over to Pice on the left side. Down to Eltz, the left block. Her shot's no good. Macon County has a height advantage, and Hogenson ends up with the ball. Up to Fisher. 6:17 left in the game. Fisher squares up for three. Shot's no good. Palmyra's Pice ends up with it. She heads down the left side. Shot no good. And they're going to call a foul on Peterson. With the inbound, comes out to Smizer. Smizer sends it over to the left corner. Shot is good for two. 39-24 now, Palmyra with the advantage. Fisher over to the left side to Peterson. Ends up going out of bounds, but it's off of Palmyra, so it'll stay with Palmyra, or stay with Macon County, that is. Get it in the Kitchen. Kitchen's able to convert. Macon County staying with it. Smizer brings it across the timeline. Sets up the offense. Sends it over to Bross. Bross isn't looking. Goes out of bounds. And it'll come right back to Macon County. 39-26. Palmyra with the advantage. 5:29 left in the game. Fisher has it. Oh, she nearly walks with it, and they do. They call her with the travel. Bras inbounds it to number 11, Hudson. Hudson to Bras. They get it across the timeline. To Smizer, and it goes out of bounds, but it's knocked out by Fisher of Macon County, so it'll stay with Palmyra. Macon County gets it into Bras. Bras drives it in. Shot from the right blocks is good. 41-26 now, Palmyra with the advantage. Fisher brings it up to the timeline, dribbles around over the right side, tries to send it down to the right corner to Hoganson, but it's knocked out of bounds by Palmyra, so it'll stay with Macon County. To Hoganson. Hoganson to Kitchen. Kitchen shot is no good. Magruder with the rebound. Hands it off to Pice. Pice brings it, dribbles behind her back. How about that? Takes the left elbow shot. No good. Hoganson with the rebound. 4:44 left in the game. Fisher brings it across the timeline. Dribbles along the right side. Her shot, well, it isn't a shot. She tries to get it into Kitchen. Hoganson comes up with it temporarily, but it ends up in the hands of Smizer, and Smizer is going to take it all the way in. She tries to do a right-handed layup on the left side. It doesn't go in. Hoganson comes up with it, and she's going the other way. And they're going to call a foul on Bras just as she was heading in for the layup. 4:22 left in the game. Palmyra leads it 41-26. They're going to say the foul was on the floor, so it'll just be Palmyra's ball. Peterson will inbound it, sends it to Fisher. Her shot is up and no good. Magruder with the rebound. Bras was bringing it the other way, and Peterson was trying to get to the same spot at the same time. They're going to call a foul on Peterson. Get it into Hoganson. Hoganson with the steal. Shot's no good. And she gets the rebound and put it back. And so with two more points, Macon County is just kind of hanging around. 41-28 now, Palmyra with the advantage. Timeout on the floor. 4 minutes, 6 seconds left. Palmyra leads it 41-28. Right after the timeout, Palmyra sends it up to Smizer. Smizer dribbles in the lane. Her left-handed layup is good. 3:59 now, 43-28, Palmyra. Pass it over to Peterson, and she's not ready for it. Ends up in Bross's hands, and she's going to bring it back the other way for Palmyra. Over to Baring. Baring dribbles into the right blocks. Shot's no good. And Macon County is going to end up with it. It's around the corner from me, so I can't see exactly what's going on. Ref has got an official timeout, says there's some grease on the floor. All right, here we go. He tried to do the old slow routine, roll it up, and Palmyra jumped up there and got the ball. Was able to get the score. Probably won't do that again. Fisher brings it up to center court. Brings it across the timeline. And I'll be darned, Baring steals it again. Gets the other next bucket. 47-28 now, Palmyra. Peterson brings it across the timeline. Tries to get it up to Kitchen. But it goes off the out of bounds off of Kitchen, and so it'll come back to Palmyra. 3 minutes left in the game. Smyzer is going to bring it across the timeline on the far side. She's going to take it all the way in, and she's fouled hard by Kitchen, I believe. Yep, it's on Kitchen. That's probably... the third foul. It is the third foul on her. Smyzer will be to the line. Smyzer's shot is up and no good. But she'll have a second opportunity. Second shot is equally no good. Kitchen with the rebound. Fisher will bring it back the other way. Brings it across the timeline. Sends it over to Peterson, to Pruitt. Pruitt tries to get it to Fisher, and it's going to go across the center court. Two girls in a scrum, and they're going to call a jump ball. The arrows will favor Palmyra. They get it into Baring. Baring drives it in the lane and shoots from the right elbow. Shot up off the glass is no good. They're going to call a foul on Pruitt. And we're in 1-1 now, so Baring will go to the line. .34 left in the game. Baring's first shot is no good. So Fisher with the rebound, and she brings it up, brings it across timeline, guarded by Baring. Fisher tries to get into Fisher, or to the Kitchen. It's partially blocked. Ends up in the hands of Macon County, or up in the hands of Palmyra. It's going to be Hudson, I believe. And they're going to call Kitchen with the foul. So Hudson will go to the line. That's four on Kitchen. 2:19 left in the game. Shot is up and no good. Hudson will get an opportunity to redeem herself. Hudson's second shot is up, and it's no good, but she stepped on the line anyway. So we'll come back to Macon County with 2:19 left in the fourth period. Palmyra leads it 47-28. Looks like we got another timeout on the field. So we'll be back in a minute. All right, after the timeout, it's going to be Macon County's ball. 2:19 left in the game. Fisher to Peterson, back to Fisher. Fisher's going to take her time, walking it up. Sends it over to Hogenson. Hogenson dribbles into the lane. Her shot from the right elbow is in and out. Palmyra Hudson with the rebound. Passes it over to Bross. Bross brings it across the timeline. Sends it in the lane to number 45, New Girl. Crystal Baring, and her shot's good. The other Baring is Lindsay Baring. Fisher brings it across center court. It's a little spin move, squares up for three. Shot comes up short. Lindsey Behring's going to take it all the way in. No good. Hoganson had it, but she put it on the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball. Will favor Macon County. So with 1 minute 34 seconds left, Palmyra leads it 49-28. Fisher walks it up to center court, puts on a little move, sends it back to Pruitt, to Hoganson. Hoganson takes it in, and she's going to be fouled by the new Crystal Behring. So Hoganson will go to the line. 1 minute, 20 seconds left in the ball game. First shot is no good. Second shot is nothing but net. Bross has it, guarded by Peterson. Bross brings it across herself to Smizer on the left wing. Smizer wants to send it in to Behring, but gets it to Hudson instead at the left block. And it goes out of bounds. It's around the corner from me. I can't see what happened, but it's going to favor Macon County. 1 minute, 3 seconds left. Inbounds Peterson. Back to Fisher. 59 seconds. Fisher brings it up. Brings it across the timeline. Changes directions. To the right wing. Tries to get it to Hoganson. And ends up in the hands of Hudson to Bross. Bross sends it all the way up to Behring. Behring with the easy two-point layup. Good. 41 seconds. 37, Fisher over to Peterson. Peterson somehow loses a handle on it. Ends it up in Bross's hands, but she knocks it out of bounds, and so it'll favor Macon County. 32 seconds left. Macon County girls have to be kind of tired. Only five of them. Fisher squares up for three. Shot no good. Smizer taking it. In a hurry, 3-on-1. Gets it over to Hudson. Hudson puts it in for the easy layup. 18 seconds. Fisher has it. 15. 12. Fisher dribbles around the right side. Tries to get it up to Kitchen. Overthrows her. Goes out of bounds. 8 seconds left in the game. Hudson will inbound it for Palmyra. And it ends up in Bross's hands. She's falling out of bounds, and she's able to ricochet the ball off of somebody from Macon County. Hudson into Behring. Up ahead to Bross. 2-on-1. Bross, left-handed layup. No good. Time expires, and that's it. Palmyra wins it 53-29. We'll have some scores or some point totals here for you. For the Palmyra Panthers, leading scorer is Lindsey Smizer with 19, Macy Bross with 14, Lindsey Behring with 10, Dominic Magruder with 4, and Alex Hudson and Crystal Behring with 2 apiece. And also Pice had 2. For Macon County, leading scorer was Amber Kitchen with 15, followed by Autumn Fisher with 9 and Samantha Hoganson with 5. And so that's it. We're ready to go then for the second game for tonight, for the boys' consolation game, which will be Macon County versus Novinger. Clock's on 10 minutes, and so we'll be back in a few. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. If you're just joining us, you missed the first round of consolation game, or the first consolation game between Macon County and the Palmyra JV squad. Palmyra comes up on top, 53-29. We're now ready to move on to this boys' consolation matchup, which pits Macon County versus Novinger. Got 6 minutes and 35 seconds on the clock, and so we'll be back in a few for the consolation boys' game.